what you're seeing is a man playing the role of a woman. And there's been no attempt, really, to make his face feminine in any way. You can see that he's got a rather sort of masculine face. But at the same time, the hand gesture and the way the shoulders are cast is quite feminine in appearance. And that's the skill of these actors who play female parts. They live in drag, you could say, even when they're off the stage, in order to make their femininity believable when they're on the stage. Even though they got married and had children, they spent their lives dressed as a woman. And these onagata at the time, kabuki, was so popular, especially among women. One of the reasons that they went was so that they could see the latest fashionable cut or the latest fashionable design and how to wear it. You know, they'd get instruction. It was a vehicle, you know, rather like a women's fashion magazine. I've seen posters in the subway in Japan today showing, like, Bando Tamasaburo. He's a famous female role player. He's basically modeling the newest, latest lines in kimono.